Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I love when I do my shows every Saturday morning and start everybody. And I hope that you are all doing incredible today. This has been an incredible week, and I started some new projects, and I am so excited to share them all with you. And of course, I do want to remind you that you can stream our show right here on KVTA.com. You can download our podcast on many platforms so that you can hear us. And don't keep us a secret. Also, if you are one of those people that just love getting inspiration, text me right now, because what I'm doing with all my coaching clients is really sending out a little bit of happiness to everyone to start their day in a positive way. So again, that phone number is 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. I'd love to get you on that list. Also, I do want to remind you that make sure that you're getting our newsletter. That's every Friday. Our newsletter goes out to several thousands of people, and it just shares all the great, amazing people and all the events that I have that I'm a part of and that I really want you to be a part of. With saying that, we have the walk today, and that is the Hope Walk, and that is starting from 8 till 12 at the beautiful CLU, and we hope to see you out there. If you're walking, go walk with them. That's what it's all about. So again, I truly in my heart believe that we are better together. So with that, I always start my show with something uplifting, and of course it is today is act as if what you do makes a difference, because it really does. You are a contributor to this life, and I hope that you really, truly know that. With that, I am really excited to bring one of my newest friends, and we've been really talking about this because, one, I love his energy, but that's really what we're going to be talking about today, the truth about protecting your personal energy. And Daniel Stather is here with us today. He is a certified life coach, energy healer, intuitive, visionary, and who helps people awaken to their own evolution and unlock their true potential and purpose in life to live a life that is full and abundant, vibrant, and enjoyable. And I believe and know that you can have that best life too. So let's welcome Daniel.
Good morning, Kim. Great to talk to you again.
Good. Yeah, good to talk to you too. And I'm excited about energy because I really, you can hear it, I think, right? I think all my listeners can hear it. I love energy. And if I'm not feeling it, I'm going to I'll jump up and down. I'll do something to get my energy going, because I think it's infectious. And I think that energy, you know, even when you walk in and you kind of go, oh, they're not in a good mood. And it's like you just kind of got to want to go, okay, I'm going to protect it because I do not want to go there with you today, you know. And so talk to us about that. What are the benefits to protecting your personal energy?
Well, you kind of hit it right off the bat, really. Like, have you ever been around that person who just energizes and lights you up, gets you excited? Or the opposite, you know, you feel like you met this person and they just kind of sucked the energy out of you and left you drained. Jim Rohn kind of says it the best. He said, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so who you're around are energetically affecting you directly, whether you know it or not. And truly, it really depends on how vital you are and your disposition of prosperity by your own company to a certain degree. And so to be able to protect yourself is very important, because this helps with your own mental clarity, your energy in general, how you start and end your day, establishing healthy boundaries with people that maybe drain you, and even better managing your own energy on a day-to-day better.
Yeah, and so let me ask you, you know, first of all, do we all wake up with the same energy balls? I call them energy balls, right? Because there's some days that I just have to, like, oh my God, I need to generate this, you know? do you know anything about that?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because people don't really know, like, what you do at night, and there's a lot of things going on. And so you really don't know how you're going to wake up in the morning if you really got that deep rest or there was a lot of things going on. But really how you start going to bed at night, having a practice there makes a big difference too on how you wake up in the morning. So it's about knowing, you know, your own ways and learning new ways of really managing your energy and protecting it before you go to bed.
That makes so much sense, because if there's times that, like, I just can't shut my mind off, then I wake up all tired the next day and I'm like, you know, or if I just go, okay, I'm so grateful, I do my grateful list, I kind of go and, like, kind of lay down and just be like, I worked really hard today, I've enjoyed all these great things, and I kind of resting my body for tomorrow, I wake up so much better. So I totally believe in that. So let's get back to talking about really, like, the people in our lives that, you know, give us energy. So is it important to look at who your tribe is, right?
Right, exactly. That's important. It's not the only thing, though. I say that, you know, anyone that became successful really could attribute to one person that they spend the most time with to really help shift their energy and to see what's possible for their life. But we really are like tuning forks, where the people we are around can either raise our vibration or lower us. And so it's important to be around those that have a higher vibration to raise us up.
Right. So does that mean, you know, like if you have family members, okay, I always say you could pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. You know, do you just lessen the time with them or set yourself up for success before you are going to see them so that you're not depleted?
Yeah, there's ways to actually protect your energy, and so that's an important factor. But yeah, spending less time with those people that you do feel drained around is, you know, a good part of being having self-awareness and really, you know, having healthy boundaries, right? So if somebody loves you, that's part of the tribe, then they would understand that, hey, I just need my space. And that's an important factor, for sure.
Right. And also just removing, like, the people that drain you. But what a great place to constantly be stretched, right? So who are those people that stretches you? Like, different coaches, they believe in you, right? I mean, so you're not saying to find new friends or, you know, like, actually kind of dissipate who you've been hanging out with, are you?
Yeah, right. It's not about, like, dropping off somebody completely that you love and know in your life. You know, you want to love everybody and without judging them and just allowing them to choose for themselves what is right. But I believe in coaching and I have a spiritual and business coach myself, because I know I can't see my blind spots or the deeper stuff that's within me that I can't heal myself because I'm a healer. And so dealing with clients, anything that's preventing a person from moving forward, like procrastination or fear of success, has mostly to do with past life issues or negative entities that I've come across. So it's about knowing about how to shift your own energy and having boundaries.
Wow. I mean, first of all, give out your website and your phone number so that our listeners can know how to get in touch with you, because this is exactly what you do, correct?
Yeah, especially when we're talking about protecting your energy. I do, since you mentioned the website, I do have a downloadable MP3 that has to do with connecting, grounding, clearing, and protecting your energy on a daily basis, as well as like a vision workbook that you can get for free. So, but it's really, you know, your energy is very important to you. So if you're always drained because you're having fear or worries or doubts, then you're not really living your fullest potential. And I shift clients out of this to get to that,
to
realize their dreams.
Yeah, very cool. Right. So in order to manage and protect our energy, involves addressing what happened in our current life or our past life or what we're not aware of from the family origins, correct?
Yes. It involves being open to unknown of what's really stopping us or holding us back. And it starts with being conscious about protecting our energy, but it goes much deeper, like removing blocks, unprocessed emotions, traumas from childhood, as well as past lives and family origin issues, which we're most likely not even conscious of. So think about like your father or grandfather and maybe even great-grandfather dynamics that are keep perpetuating in the family. And just think, wow, if I could really fix one of those, how my life would be so much different.
That's really interesting. So to give some great value and reassurance to help our individuals that are listening and to protect our and manage their energy better, what would be some final suggestions for my listeners?
Well, it's first being aware about what's affecting you with the people that you are around. I would, maybe look into how you can fix some of the energy leaks that you have. I would reach out to somebody who could support you with an energy protection protocol, or you could download an MP3 from my website. I would see if you do have entities and remove them, because that will help with a lot more mental clarity and just energy level by itself. Think also, too, of just the family origin dynamics that may be negative that's running through your family lines that you could possibly look out to get help. And as well as even having a healing session to know that there's stuff that maybe from your childhood that I haven't cleared or healed yet that is really affecting your life in general or the success and purpose that you want to fulfill. So
wow.
There's many possibilities out there.
Yeah. And I guess we could all if you're driving, don't do this, but kind of close your eyes and look at what would life be like, right? If you change something in your family origins to something that could be positive, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that maybe have hoarders in their family, or they can't make decisions, or, they're always chronically late. Are those things that use up energy, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's perpetual. So it's not really going to go away on its own. It has to be really addressed where it is within your energy field. And so we go in deep to be able to fix all that. Just maybe give you an example of a client. Really, she had negative entities and past life issues, but she actually has epilepsy. And after the first healing session, we able to stop the seizures from happening for 6 weeks. And then after the second one, we went into past lives and uncovered more. And then as far as I know, she hasn't had a seizure since. So
that's incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So who are the people that you can help? I mean, people, this is kind of one of those things, like people don't know a lot about it. And yet, oh my gosh, there's so many things that could be, like even in business, right? Something that's personally holding you back. Maybe your family's never gone to college before, or maybe you've never owned a business, but that's one of your dreams. How do you decide that those are your dreams and that you want help to walk through them?
Right, that's a great question. I love this.
Thank
because
you.
That's one of the reasons why people come to see me, because they realize that when they look through their life, there's this trend of, I can't really break through and make a decision, or I can't really, fully commit to what I want to achieve. But a lot of it comes down to unworthiness, unworthiness, or the lack of belief in themselves and the fear. Those three things are probably the biggest, but there's so much just from past lives and family lineage and childhood that we're so unconscious of that's really holding us back. And so when I go in, I can just identify what that is and do it in a very organic and natural way so that it opens you up to more and more of you becoming fully online and stepping into those decisions and making those choices that really move you in the right direction.
I love this. You know, it's funny. So do you hypnotize people or how do you do it?
No, there's no hypnosis involved. This is all just through energy work. But I have a special gift where I can bring in unconditional love or Christ consciousness, as they call it, where in this space, I just envelop you within it. I call the vortex of unconditional love. And in there, it just allows me to see, sense, feel, and know what I need to do and shift. And then in the moment, it's just I'm given the information or the nudge and what to do. And we just progressively move you forward to shift the energy.
Wow. I love that. I love that. So when you first were introduced to it, was it scary for you?
No. It was just about me at the time, just realizing I needed help. And so I was just open at that point. So I said, okay, just whatever you get, let's move through this. And
like no expectations, right? Kind of thing. Like, let's just see where this goes. And here you are. This is your gift now that you have learned and already probably had it, correct?
Yeah, well, that's interesting that you say that, because even in energy healing school, the teacher says, which I agree with 100%, that we really are all healers ourselves. Like, we're not different, right? The only reason why is just because we opened ourselves more. We cleared more of this dense energy out of what we've been talking about this entire time so that you can really see what your true potential is.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, again, I love what you're doing. I love how you can help so many people. And I want to give out your phone number one more time.
Sure, yeah. 716-359-5151.
And, of course, for any of our listeners that are just tuning in, don't worry. You can download my podcast and hear it there. And, of course, we're talking with Daniel Stather, the truth about protecting your personal energy. And, of course, Daniel is a certified life coach, energy healer, intuitive, and visionary. And he can help awaken all of that in you and so that you can have really a fulfilling life and with abundance and vibrant and enjoyable. So again, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And I look forward to having you back again. There's so many things that I could talk to you about.
It was a pleasure, Kim. Thanks for having me, and have a great day, everybody.
You got it. All right, take care. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be speaking with Norman Thatcher. He's the owner and facilitator of TNT Anger Management Services, and if you are feeling like you have anger and you don't know how to do anything with it, and you're experiencing lack of focus, and you just need somebody to talk to, I'm telling you, Norman Thatcher at TNT Anger Management Services. And of course, that phone number is 818-264-6255, or you can visit his website at www.tntams.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a way to support cancer patients and survivors in your community? Cancer Support Community, Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara invites you to join their 5th annual Hope Walk on June 10th at Cal Lutheran University. Free registration is now open. You can register, join a team, and donate. This event is a great opportunity to honor cancer survivors, remember those lost to cancer, and come together as a community to support those affected by cancer. For more, visit cancersupportbvsb.org. or call 805-379-4777. That's 805-379-4777. Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for always joining me every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you that if you are interested in being part of our Starting Your Day in a Positive Way texting, please reach out to me at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to get you started every morning to wake up with a positive thought and some inspiration from me. And also, if you are a business owner and you are having some blind spots and you just don't know where to go next or how to get your name out there, I'd love to talk with you about it. Call me at that same number, 805-419-0008, and we will jump on a video call and see what I can do to reflect what you're doing. So again, I am excited to have my next guest on. He's been on several times. He helped so many people in the community. And really, as we've been doing this, gosh, I don't know. He's just been involved in so many ways of bringing value back to our community with all the traumas, things that we've been hearing in our news and in our, you know, community. And of course, that's Norman Thatcher. He's the owner and facilitator of TNT Anger Management Services. The number for him to be to get some more information is 818-264-6255. And feel free to visit his website, and that is www.tntams.com. KPNTAMS.com. And so if you or anybody in your family or anybody at work or anybody that you just notice, like, you know, the old saying, see something, say something. If you are experiencing any lack of focus or would just like to talk to somebody because you just got this anger and you kind of just don't care about life right now, let me tell you, Norman can help you. And as I'm saying that, let's bring him on, because today we're going to be talking about how anger affects all of our relationships. Norman, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you. And you know what? It's so, we've never talked about this, about really all the relationships that are affected by anger.
Well, that's why I thought it was something I wanted to kind of pinpoint today, of just bringing that to the community's attention and give some education and interventions to help everybody out to make their life and day go more in a positive way.
I love that. I love that. And so you deal with a lot of young adolescents, right? Older relationships, husband and wife, mother and child, son and father. You know, I mean, every situation, every relationship has those points where we don't see eye to eye, or you don't think I hear you, or I feel angry. I feel angry because you're not listening to me. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you just kind of mentioned actually the non-listening part, which is actually one of the part of the one of the tidbits of what I wanted to point out today was the lack of communication. So if people are just, you know, not talking to each other, a couple interventions and suggestions are be more of an active listener. Just listen to your partner, family, spouse. You know, that goes a long way. And instead of just assuming that you think you know what they're going to say, if you listen a little bit more, just even 5 to 10 seconds, that will make hopefully a world of difference, because you know where they're coming from, and then that's your job to kind of integrate your where you're coming from, and next thing you know, you're communicating instead of discommunicating. Another thing I want to bring up as a suggestion in education is, you know, just check yourself. You know, it's like, check your tone, check how you're presenting to them, because most people don't want to be, you know, hurt, yelled at, or, you know, laughed at. So that's something else. And then just ask questions. If something is unclear to you and you're communicating, just kind of feedback and, hey, let me make sure I got this clarified. Do you mean this when you're saying that?
I love that. I love that. You know, this is a perfect time. So I was at a networking group a couple weeks ago, and I noticed something. It wasn't with me, but I could notice it. Is somebody, one of the vendors was trying to present something, and somebody kept over speaking with them. That's just another courtesy thing of, like, really, can't you just listen? It's not your turn to talk, you know?
Well, that's also where there could be some resentment against whoever it is, whether it's an outside vendor, like you just said, or whoever it is. And, you know, when you have resentment against somebody, it all leads down to breaking down in communication. So some of the things that I've learned and suggested before, as far as resentment, is, you know, maybe talking to others about how they're presenting what they're saying. Maybe exercise or get some outside activities going that kind of pushes you away from that person for a couple minutes, and then come back to them and kind of represent that situation. And then the last one is actually just taking some time and actually praying for just yourself to give some forgiveness, to have the patience.
Yes, giving people grace, right? Just to say, you know what, this is not my time right now, and I'm going to really just, you know, release it. Right?
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about resentment. okay? That's a big thing that a lot of people carry from their childhood or from their marriages, or it's the story that they keep talking about over and over and over again, and they can't seem to let it go. And then it seeps into their relationships, it seeps into their children. How do people let go of that?
Well, they have to look at their self as the individual, how they're receiving this information and how they are going to go forward with it. They have every right to just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to choose to just not talk to this person ever again. And, you know, that's a choice. They also have a choice to say, hey, I'm losing a lot of valuable information, or a family member, or just being together with this person. I really kind of want to mend this relationship back together and take a little bit of responsibility for maybe the part that I played. So for resentment, it's just coming off like all this negative stuff is coming at you. I don't want to, you know, be talking to them, but it's kind of breaking through and maybe, you know, let's get this relationship back on track and maybe be the one that I'm going to be the one that takes the first step to get it back on track. So you ask questions, like I said before, about lack of communication, and just be responsible for the part that you play in it.
I love that. So when you know, we just had, unfortunately, this, you know, this kid at the high school, or this, I don't even know if he was a kid or not, but this incident, you know, that's something I wanted to talk about, because I know that you're one of the sponsors for the high school. And what, you know, like our kids have changed. It feels like they've changed so much. What can you offer the parents for really understanding their anger and how to deal with that kind of thing?
Well, that's where the whole topic is, you know, again, how anger affects relationships. So I think the highlight point is just not understanding where your child or loved one is coming from. And it could be affecting your relationship individually. It could be affecting the whole family. It could be affecting the siblings. Maybe they're just not getting along. But part of the suggestions of what I would try to do is just sit down with your child and just, you know, ask to explain, hey, where are they coming from? You know, they're in that difficult age where they're going from, you know, adolescent into young adulthood. And that's a tough time for all of us. So I would just sit there and ask them to explain, hey, how is things going for you? What are your issues going on in life? Now, whether you agree with them or not, that's going to be, you know, understanding between the, you know, you might not agree with them. So I think it just goes back to just listening and, again, repeating that you have your opinion and your self-understanding, but listen to where they're coming from. And if it's something that you don't agree with, you don't have to yell at them back. Just say, hey, this is something that I might not agree with, but I can understand and respect where you're coming from. So, for example, right now, the kids are in high school and they're coming with, you know, red hair, blonde hair, purple hair, rainbow hair. Back in, you know, my day, we didn't do those things, but that's right. The thing they do now. So is it really hurting anything? If that's the trend, or that's how they want to present themselves, and it's not hurting anybody, you know, hey, you know,
it's their communication, right? It's kind of like the tattoos. That's their story, and they have to learn how to, you know, communicate. And so, if they can't, I guess verbally, this is what they're doing. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, they're trying to personalize their individual identity. So things like colored hair and their clothes that they wear and the tattoos and all that is just, hey, who they are. And I guess, hey, who am I to say what they're supposed to wear or dress just like they would say, hey, I don't want to wear what you wear. So it really just comes back to, you know, kind of pick your battles. And if it's something that's really not, you know, hurting themselves or really, you know, affecting anybody else, you know, let them identify their own personalities.
I came from the air, I guess you say, while you're under my roof, you'll do it my way, right? And I don't think a lot of parents do that anymore, you know? And maybe that's where some of the, you know, control, I guess, as far as respect for our kids. Even when I was in high school, I remember, I mean, or in school, maybe not high school, but school, the principal was very much the policeman. And we had a respect for that. And so, I don't know, there's some of that lost in the transition. And in fact, I would love to hear if any of our listeners are interested in really just, you know, giving some feedback of what their thoughts are for communication and, you know, their thoughts of how it's changed from before to now. So again, you know, you can text us, you can call us at 805-419-0008. And again, I want to give out Norman's phone number from TNT Anchor Management. If you need help with this, with your children or your relationships or even maybe a work situation, please call him at 818-264-6255. Norman, on your website, I know that you have a lot of great information, and of course that's tntams.com. Talk to us about, you know, your schedule and how you work with people.
So basically I'll get an initial email or a phone call just saying, you know, hey, is this, you know, the right number? And yes, I'll get a little bit of information initially. And then I do a consultation that is free at no charge, just to kind of go over if this is a good fit to what for what you're looking for. And then we go into the, you know, individual treatments. And usually that's on a weekly basis. But usually, the hardest part is just making that initial phone call. You know, to gain something, you gotta put your fears aside. You know, I will not bite your head off or anything. I'm here to be a support system for the community, but I know a lot of people think this might be some kind of, you know, it's a hard thing to make a phone call for help, but that's what I'm out there to help you with.
There you go. And you do a lot of, you know, if people maybe have to do this through the courts, you do a lot of that what's it called?
It's court mandation.
Yeah,
there is court orders. And before it gets to that, we'd love to have you come in voluntary first. But
yeah, so before it gets to that part, you know, please reach out and get some help, you know. I mean, it's interesting when you think of, you know, I just read somebody was going the wrong way in oncoming traffic, you know, your mind is angry. Maybe you're, you know, delusional. There's things that are happening in your life. And when it gets bigger than you, you want to really make sure that you're getting some help. So, again, just really good stuff. So let's just get back to our list. Anger affects relationships. You see couples. And sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, almost like a mediator, right? Being in between them and seeing that, you know, almost a mirror of that's not what I think, or, you know, how do you go between them and work together?
Well, when I'm working, you know, with couples, they will explain to me, what is the issue? What is the problem? And the two things that usually come up is there's a big decrease in trust with either one partner or both, and that can also lead to lack of intimacy. So for the trusting part, that is something that is so hard to rebuild because it takes years to keep trust, and it takes one incident to break it. So to get that back is, you know, some of the things I would suggest is you're just going to build by honoring your commitment to rebuild that relationship back, and be helpful. Admit, you know, this is a hard thing for a lot of people to admit, but admit when you're wrong. It sounds so simplistic, but hey, that goes a long way to your partner that you're working with. And, you know, then that's just the mental part. And then the physical part is the lack of intimacy where, you know, that's important for, you know, a marriage, a relationship. So for that, again, that's just a lot of interventions of possibly expanding, you know, the meaningful time together and just, you know, go for a walk. These do not have to be cost-effective things that, you know, going to a park, walking your dog, you know, flying a kite. Just the littlest things of spending time together can be so important to getting that connection back that, you know, disconnected the couple in the first place. So that's why I try to get couples in together and, you know, work this out as a third-party mediator.
I love that. And lastly, I want to just really address lack of intimacy. Talk to us about that.
Well, the lack of intimacy I just mentioned was, you know, just explaining the meaningful time of being together. So some of the interventions, again, it kind of rolls into some of the other things, but it's just, you know, kind of listening to each other, having some what I call, you know, play time. Not everything has to be work and nose to the grind and all that. Just, you know, go out and smell the flowers every now and then and just remember why the two of you were together in the first place. Mm. And it might not come back, you know, within the first, you know, day or week, but I think over the long run, you know, people want a relationship for the long haul, and it's just part of the work that you got to put into it.
Right. I love it. My husband and I just watched the movie, and I just wanted to mention a kind of thought about it. It was very cute and very funny, and it was called The Marriage App. And,
oh,
and
it, okay.
They were at first, they were kind of like not getting along so good, and they went to visit their in-laws or their, you know, their sister-in-laws, and they weren't getting along, and all of a sudden they looked so happy, and they're like, what are they doing? And I think that that's what other couples, you know, do, is they find other people that they want to circulate with. And so they started looking really happy, and they said, oh, we joined this club. It's called The Marriage App. So so they joined it, and it was like you would say to your husband, you look so nice today, you know, and then he gets points for that. And then the wife would be like, I cleaned the whole house. I made your lunch for you. Right. And so they both get, well, before they, you knew it, they were like in a race to do this, you know, and I it kind of went a little over, but it was so cute because if we all can do a little bit more for our spouses, a little bit more for our children, a little bit more for our families, even a little more in the office, just our lives would be so much better. And sometimes just the lack of is really what gets in our way.
I agree with that. And some of the clients I talk to on a weekly basis, if you would hear their schedules, I'd be like, oh my gosh, when do you have time to eat or sleep or do anything? They have some really compacted schedules. But, you know, it's the individual who is going to prioritize that 24 hours in the day of what's going to go where. And but my big focus and my big push is, you know, allow some time for your partner and spouse to, you know, be part of each other's lives, because that's what it's about. And that's why you're together. So
I agree. And you know what, you know, Norman, with my coaching, is we all have 24 hours in a day, okay? It's how we use it. And sometimes we have to look at what can we remove from our day that's just taking all of our energy and not supporting us, and how can we You know, I mean, if everybody takes a moment just to write what they're spending their day, they're going to be like, oh, if I woke up a half an hour early, you know, my husband and I have coffee every single morning. That's a kind of our time together.
Aww.
You can also set a family meeting. Just check in with everybody. What are our goals? What do we want to accomplish? It's starting to be summer. How can we all get together on this one page so that we're all on the same page and let everybody be heard in that moment? These are all great things that I have learned, even a marriage meeting, okay, of just what's working, what's not working. These are all things that we can do every single week. You don't have to do them every single day or even once a month, but connect, because so many of us, you know, it's funny, are going 24/7, okay, which I don't do that anymore. After the pandemic, it was like a little voice from God saying, pause, and just pause. What's most important to you in your life right now? And that's really what I really urge everyone out there that's listening, just to take a moment to pause and say, am I living my best life? Am I enjoying my family? Am I enjoying what really makes and matters to me? That's what life's all about. So I love this. Again, Norman, I love having you on here. Please give us three little tips that we can really turn our anger into some joy.
Well, just remember that anger is a choice. And instead of, you know, instead of looking at something negative, look at it in a positive manner. Is that easy? No, but it will make your life a lot more feel better. So, you know, take a breath before those things are happening to you. And, you know, again, the third one would be, you know, talk to your, you know, a family member or talk to your spouse about, hey, you know what, I'm feeling angry. You know what? What do you think about this? And just reflect off each other, because hey, two minds are better than one, and what that marriage thing is about.
There you go, Norman. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here. And again, I look forward to having you back. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Kim. You do. Be safe.
You got it too. Thank you. All right, we are just going to move right into our next one, and of course, Jeff Breaux, Executive Vice President of Cox Business. If you want to boost your happiness, living in a city with smart city technology improves quality of life 30%. Let's welcome him on.
Kim, thank you for having me. And I love your theme there with the brighter side of life.
Yeah, you know what? Life happens to us. I mean, look at our world right now. But if we can do something to make it better and to live our best life, that's what it's all about. So I'm so glad that you're here to share that.
I'm over in Mesa, Arizona today, and we're hosting an event called Smarter Arizona, and Smarter Arizona is really just an interactive event designed to highlight, you know, the full power of broadband technology combined with managed services and analytics that creates and supports smarter cities and smarter homes and smarter work environments. So we're pleased to be here in Arizona. And, you know, question I get frequently is, you know, what is a smart city? And it's
A smart city? Is that the same as like a smart home? Like now we have smart homes, smart cars, like, you know, but to have a whole city.
Yeah, it's really just a broader generic reference to communities that tend to be more in touch with their community members, their local businesses, combined with their infrastructure needs and their infrastructure reality. And that they're leveraging more up-to-date technology that's available to support connected communities. So think of, you know, things that would not normally be connected being connected. So unleashing more of the power of the physical world. And their goals are typically, hey, let's, to your point, the brighter side of life, let's improve our collective quality of life. Let's make our cities safer. Let's make our cities greener. If we've got some specific community challenges that can be solved by technology, let's solve those. And then lastly, let's make our community more efficient to navigate. So gave you lots there, but essentially it's connectivity married up with computing capabilities and analytics that delivers a differentiated experience that would be considered smart.
I love that. And Jeff, so how is my city planning on using smart technology to improve the safety? Because I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, safety tends to be one of the first and foremost priorities as you think about how technology could be enabled and put to good use. So creating safe and enjoyable and sustainable community environments is really a top priority for most of our cities as they look at their smart city efforts. And you know, the thing people need to know is, and I mentioned this before, technology is not the silver bullet. It has to be enabling and empowering the city officials, law enforcement, community organizations, residents to stay connected, to prioritize where attention's needed real time so that actions can be taken. And I've got a couple of examples where we've done some really good work in parks and in other public spaces where, you know, parks may have people that are coming, you know, after the park is closed or before the park is open, you know, doing things, you know, whether it's vandalism or other things that you know, folks might do to parks. And we've enabled some computer vision solutions. So think video combined with analytics for the video so that they, you know, the local officials and the folks that manage the park could determine if something that, you know, shouldn't be happening is happening. So there's a park in Las Vegas, Baker Park, that is leveraging this kind of technology. They've seen just immense improvement in, you know, after hours, before hours kind of activity, and really has seen just great results from a safety and from a community engagement standpoint, getting more utilization out of the park, getting more, you know, of their community members to come out to the park.
Right. And I know that you talk about the footprint, the carbon footprint. Talk to us about that. What does that exactly mean?
Yeah, so technology also has the ability to help us think about the carbon footprint, or how can we make our cities greener? How can we make them more sustainable? Mm. There's a couple of really good examples, some you wouldn't normally think of. We've deployed a smart street light solution. So think of the lights that line our streets and how much energy they consume, the sheer, you know, volume and number of those lights on a daily and on a nightly basis. Well, the smart street light solution can help manage the amount of consumption of energy of the lights. It can help the light communicate back from a diagnostic standpoint if the light is having issues. It can also detect maybe residents walking by or cars that what might be driving by, so it can get brighter or dimmer. Just a lot of very creative things that we can do to manage the enormity of the consumption of energy from a street lighting standpoint. So one of the early and one of the more impactful carbon footprint kind of things that we can do with smart technology. And the one you might not think of is smart water meters. You know, especially in the world we live in today, you know, managing our water resources, you know, efficiently and effectively is critically important. And having a water meter, giving it a voice, letting it talk to the, you know, to the water company and to the maintenance technicians if the water meter is seeing maybe early evidence of a leak, or maybe there's freeze detection, or maybe there's opening and closing of valves that would need to happen to avoid something more catastrophic. So just
that's incredible.
Really, a really cool and unique application to make sure we're managing and stewarding our resources appropriately. So that's just another good sustainability kind of dimension that we can put our technology to work for.
Yeah, and for any of our listeners that are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Jeff Breaux. He is the Executive Vice President of Cox Business, and Breaux is responsible for the strategic direction of one of the company's largest growth divisions, with a $3 billion in analyzed revenue. And let me ask you, when we first started, we talked about improving quality of life through this smart city. Talk to us about that, and then let us know how my listeners can learn more about this.
Yeah. So just overall improvement of quality of life is kind of a key tenet, and really typically a high priority goal of any community considering enabling technologies like smart technology. So, you know, the first and foremost, you know, making their lives more time efficient. How do we help them with mobility, you know, getting to work, getting to school, just living their daily lives? And we've got some solutions that we've deployed around curbside management to help, you know, high traffic areas, you know, pick up and drop off kind of areas. You know, there's easy examples of, you know, freeway speed limit signs, street lights, you know, coordination, just things that help them navigate their city more effectively, more efficiently. You know, you get to work in a timely manner. You kind of have a bet. You're feeling the brighter side of life. And if you have a lot of traffic,
100%. Yeah, so are you talking?
Yeah. So, Jeff, you know, when you get on the freeway and you go, you're going downtown, like for at least where we live, and it says this will take you 40 minutes. You know, if you is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a really early example of the kind of thing that can be enabled through smart technology. I mean, the speed limit sign, the banners over the freeway can, you know, inform you as to maybe the duration of the, it may give you alternate, you know, paths and things like that. So all of those things, you know, having them,
wow,
you know, building fabric of those can help us do more. And then there's a dimension of quality of life around social connectedness, feeling more part of your community, because you are using the local park and the public spaces more. You feel safe, you feel engaged, and you're, you know, again, more socially connected. And then the last is communities that have this kind of technology deployed. Typically, you know, they're getting that kind of engagement. They're getting, you know, businesses that maybe want to open new locations or expand. So it's creating opportunities, not only career opportunities, but business opportunities, and just making sure that we can get higher value from you know, the technology we're deploying and the environments we live in with our cities. And then your last question.
I love
was,
it, Jeff. Oh,
yeah,
go ahead.
Your last question was, where can folks get more information if they would like to get more information around connected environments, around smart communities and smart cities, around managed IT and cloud and other infrastructure services that Cox Business provides? They can go to cox.com/business. That's cox.com/business.
Very good. Thank you so much, Jeff. And thank you for what you're doing for our community. I love it. And I love bringing the brighter side to life to my listeners here. Download our podcast after it airs here on the radio. And we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great day. Appreciate you having us.
You got it. You too. Thank you so much, Jeff. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that my guests have lifted your life up and given you some tips to work with. And again, please text me at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008 if you want to wake up to a positive thought. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Always make room for kindness in your life. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.